Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning Yechezkel Perek Mem Aleph, the 41st Perek of Yechezkel. We're coming towards the end of Yechezkel. Yechezkel is only Mem Ches, 48 Prakim long, so we're really in the last reaches of the Sefer. And this section deals primarily with the plans for the third Beis HaMikdash. We discussed in the last Perek a lot of the broad structure, the outer structure of the courtyards. And now we're moving inwards. So Perek Mem Aleph is actually a little shorter, and we're going to be dealing with the inner sanctum primarily. Just a few words which are helpful and important as we go through the Perek, which are not words which we see earlier. One is a limb. The words a limb over here doesn't mean to say refer to rams. It refers to the mezuzos, to the door frames. Another word which is going to be helpful to know is munach, which means a walkway or a passageway. And finally, timorim, which are from the word tamar, a palm tree. We'll see these are going to be operative words. So just to get a sense, it's almost like Yechezkel is being walked through by this figure, this specter, this angel who is leading him through the plans for the Bayis Shlishi. And he is going to be walked through step by step. So he's starting on the outside of being walked through to inner sanctum. So just to appreciate this, there actually really are three separate parts of the inner sanctum. To recap, this model of the Heichal, this model of the temple, is essentially two squares. The largest square, which is the Chatzer HaChitzana, the outer courtyard, and an internal square of the Chatzer HaPinimi. In the internal courtyard, at the very center of it has the Mizbeach HaNechashas, the outer, or the Mizbeach Chitzon, to be more precise, the outer altar. And on the west side, on the westmost side of the inner courtyard, is the entrance to the inner sanctum. The inner sanctum is broken up into three parts, and here's how it goes. First, on the eastmost side, which is the sort of the lowest of the levels, is what's called the ulam. The ulam is almost an antechamber. We have this also in the Bayis Sheni as well, and it is 11 amos deep and 20 amos wide, so it's a thin antechamber. Then you lead into through a doorway into what's called the Heichal. The Heichal is what in the Mishkan would have been called the Kodesh. That's where the main vessels, like the menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach HaZahav, are to be found. And it is 40 deep and 20 wide, so it's a much longer hallway. It has a wider entrance on the east where you enter from it, of 10 amos wide, and its exit to the west, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is only 7. So it's sort of the entrances are wider as you move from the Kodesh HaKadoshim outwards. And finally, the Kodesh Kodashim itself, in the innermost sanctum, the Holy of Holies, is 20 amos deep, 20 amos wide. So this is the general description, and he's being led through this step by step. First, through the Heichal, we dealt with the Ulam at the end of Perek Mem. Now, the first section is about the Heichal, from Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Dalet. Then we're told about the rooms in the walls. So the way it works is that around this whole area, this whole inner sanctum, the walls actually are hollow. They have numerous rooms in them. So on the north and south walls, that means to say on either side, if you're facing the Kodesh Kodashim, on the right and the left of you would be a 6 amo wide wall. But beyond that wall will be a 5 amo passageway on either side. Very fascinating. It's a sort of passageway which spans the length of the entire Heichal, Ulam, and Kodesh Kodashim. And then there'll be another 5 amma wall, a thick wall, and this little room next to it of another 4 ammas wide, and then a wall of 5 ammas. So it's essentially, if you can imagine it, it's a long passageway with little rooms coming off of it, with walls separating. So we essentially have three walls. It goes inner sanctum, wall to passageway, wall to inner room, outer wall to the courtyard. And from the outside of this thick wall is a 20 amma gap to the lishka, which is these sort of storage rooms in the corner of the inner courtyard. So that's the general perspective over here. We're also told that internally there's something which is quite unique to this temple, and that is that all the windows have these wooden frames. But in the Heichal, inside the middle main chamber of the inner sanctum, it was wood panel, these beautifully equally shaped wood panels all the way along the walls, and they would be engraved on them angels and palm trees, which is fascinating. Kruvim v'timorim. We haven't seen this type of pattern up till now. And each kruv had a, each angel had two faces. One was the face of a man, and one was the face of a lion. Pnei Adam el atzim ramipoy, upnei kafir el atzim ramipoy. So every palm tree was being looked at by a man and a lion, based on either side of it, with these two-faced angels facing outwards. And finally, as you look, you gaze westwards, there's this enigmatic pasuk saying, "Ahechel mezazas revua pnei hakodesh hamareh kamareh." The face of the holy is like the appearance, which is a very enigmatic description, of course. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means like the Maya Semerkava, like the first vision Yechezkel had, which is the celestial vision of the throne chamber of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when he looked through the westerly into the Kodesh Kodashim, that was the same vision he was seeing, or Hashem resting, the Shekhinah back in its place there. Mitzudos points out that actually it might be the missing vessel, we'll see in just a second, that he's seeing is not the Mar'eh, the vision of the chariot, but something else which is missing in just a moment. One last thing just to think about over here, and that is what's the significance of this whole business? Up till now, we don't see palm trees so much. It is going to figure in a lot of Kabbalistic literature later on in Lurianic Kabbalah. It's going to appear predominantly, in fact, Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Ramak, uses palm trees in great significance. He's famously, we know he's got a sefer called Tomei Devorah, but he talks about having written 70 Tamarim. There were 70 books called Tamarim, different types of Tamarim in Kabbalah. It's stemming from this imagery over here. What's the significance of the two faces? Why the lion and the human? Well, we know that both of those are two of the faces on the four corners of the throne of Hashem. But the Arbabanel points out that this is to represent that Golus and Geula, redemption and exile, are both to be found over here. Hashem is responsible for everything in the world. The more fierce-looking things and the more humble-looking things are all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is represented in this. And perhaps we'll have that perspective at the end of history. And finally, the Perek closes in the last few psukim from Chof Beis to Chof Vav, talking about the inner vessels. It talks about the Mizbeach Eitz, the wooden Mizbeach. This is referring to the gold one where the Ketores is brought, the Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem, the table which is in front of Hashem. And then it talks about the doors and the windows of this area. What it does leave out is the menorah, which leads the Mitzudos to suggest that when you looked towards the Kodesh, what you saw, Hamare Kamare, it refers to this light, this energy, which is being emitted from, in fact, the menorah, which is the three of these particular kelim. There's obviously great significance in all of these three, whether it be in the Mishkan or in either of the Beit Abot HaMikdash or the third Beit HaMikdash. The idea, the Arbanel links it to life in this world for the body, life in this world for the soul, and life in the afterlife for the soul in Olam Abba. There's other ideas, the three Kesarim that I mentioned, the three crowns in Pirkei Avos, which are illuminated or represented by each of these, the Keser Kohanah, Keser Malchus, ultimately the Keser Shem Tov, which is to be found in the menorah itself. So there's a lot of different representations over here, but this closes the enigmatic description of the inner sanctum. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.